Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Christians are called believers, but many times we are more like unbelieving believers. We trust our friends, the bank, the stock market, or the government more than we trust God and His Word. In the times we're living in, it's imperative that Christians have constant reminders of what it means to trust only in the Lord God Almighty. Trusting God is more than a feeling. It's a choice to have faith in His Word even when your feelings or circumstances would have you believe something different. You see, learning to trust in the love and the power of God gives you a security that allows you to face any situation knowing that God's got your back. In today's message, titled, Trust in the Lord, Evangelist Paul Akwa shares on how the habit of trust in God can transform your life. Let's join in.
Put your trust in God. It's a choice that you have to make, and I encourage you to do so. How should a Christian respond to crisis? Currently, everyone is talking about the pandemic crisis. The way people are responding is not surprising because the unbelievers don't know any better. They don't know the Word of God. But even among Christians, including Christian ministers, they have been responding to this terrible crisis with fear. But fear is the enemy of faith. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. At the very least, what I can say is that there have been Christians who have been terrified by this crisis the same way that unbelievers are terrified. That's wrong. There must be a vast difference between the way that Christians respond to crisis and the way that unbelievers do. With this pandemic issue, there are Christians who are panicking and doing the same things that unbelievers are doing. There needs to be a huge difference between the way Christians respond and the way unbelievers respond. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Again, he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." In a very short time, life for the disciples was going to fall apart. Their world was going to collapse in chaos around them. And that's why Jesus made that statement. At such a time, there was only one thing to do. Just to hold on to God and trust in Him. David said in Psalm 27 verse 13, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." He also said, "My eyes are fixed on you, Almighty Lord. In you I take refuge." So what Jesus was saying had been experienced already in Old Testament time that we will be looking at. There comes a time when we have to believe and hope against hope and to trust where we cannot understand. If we believe that God is on our side, then in our darkest hour, the unbearable becomes bearable. And even in the darkness, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Whatever circumstances and situations we are in, we must believe in the ultimate goodness of God. See what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. "He who did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" That's incredible, you know. This text of scripture assures us that in the storm of life, we can trust God to deliver us from all kinds of troubles, and not only that, and to prosper us as well. I want to refer you to a Bible story in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 26, where the Bible says that even in time of crisis, Isaac prospered because he trusted God. Isaac sowed in a period of famine and reaped 100-fold. He went against the trend. He did things that in the natural it was foolish to do, but he did it because of his faith in God. He had a word from God, and because he acted on that, Isaac began to prosper and received 100-fold return in a year that nobody else planted their crops because there was famine. And so not only did he have 100-fold return, but he basically didn't have any competition, so he got the premium price for his products in the market. Because of that, he became so prosperous. The Bible says that Abimelech, the king, asked him to depart because there was one man who trusted God and did what God told him to do. He was more prosperous than anyone in the entire nation. So they kicked him out. This is a tremendous example of blessing and prosperity. Even in our darkest time, even in our crisis situation, it does not matter what we are going through. All we need is to put our trust in God and His word. I want to tell you that now is not the time to operate in fear. Now is not the time to listen to the fear mongers who distort the truth. Some Christians are responding the same way other people are responding in fear. This message is to influence you not to operate in fear. Trust in God even in the midst of a pandemic, when people have lost hope, when the market and monetary situation is fragile and people are crying. It shouldn't move us. Our faith ought to be in God. This is the time that we need to make sure that our trust is in the Lord. What you need is the word of the Lord during crisis time. Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 26 and I read from verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land besides the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I give you all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham." That's Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 to 3. Now let me open your eyes to something here. The whole thing is set up by the first verse that there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. You see, there was a famine in the land beside the first one that was in the days of Abraham. So why do we think this is there? Why is God telling us this in His word? God doesn't just waste words. There is a reason that everything is in the word of God. There is a point to this. There is a purpose pointing out that there has been famine before. Those of us who are familiar with scripture would have realized that there was famine before during the time that Joseph was ruler of Egypt and the children of Israel went to Egypt. So there has been famine before. And there was famine after this famine that we're talking about in Genesis chapter 26. There has been crisis before. There's going to be crisis after the one we have at the moment. The significance of this is, if we are in crisis situation, you need to put everything in perspective. There have been famines before and there will be famines after. There have been pandemics before and there will be pandemics after this one. Abraham survived the famine and Isaac can survive it. People have survived pandemics and financial meltdown before. They have survived crisis before and we can survive and overcome as well. Friend, you are not going to hear this on the news because they want to present the worst case scenario. Because bad news sells. There have been worse times than we are experiencing right now. And yet there are people who are comparing this with previous pandemics and just making outlandish statements. I'm here to encourage you that with God, all things are possible. Let me tell you that there had been pandemics before. This wouldn't be the last one. Put it into the proper context and put it into perspective. While the earth remains, there will be trouble. That's what Jesus said. There will be crisis. There will be famines. There will be pandemics. But do not be shaken or don't panic. Christ conquered sin and diseases on the cross. He conquered troubles and crises on the cross. That's what the Bible says. The world did worse thing to Jesus Christ, but still not able to defeat him. And he says the victory which he won can be our victory too. We only have to put our trust in him. The world did its worst thing to Christ, and he emerged victorious. Life can do its worst thing to you, and we too can emerge victorious. We can also overcome problems and crises. Am I trying to say that there is no problem? What I'm saying is don't be afraid. People are living in fear of what the future holds. I cannot blame the unbeliever because they don't know God. They don't have promises that God is going to supply all of their needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. They don't have the promise that by his stripes they were healed. They don't have the promise that no plague shall come near their dwelling place. They don't have the promises that if you fall, you will rise again. They don't have the promise that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them all out of it. They don't have the same promises that we have. Therefore, I understand to a degree the unbeliever's reaction. Christians should not live in fear. There should be difference between the way Christians talk about this pandemic and the way unbelievers talk about it. And it's just disappointing to see Christians just throwing up their hands and panicking exactly the way unbelievers are panicking. The Bible says that there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines in Gerar. There is a reason for the scriptures pointing out that there had been a previous famine. The point is that if you put things in perspective, you realize that there has been crisis before and there will be crisis again. If you realize that people have come through things harder than this, then it puts things in perspective and it keeps you from panicking and operating in fear and unbelief like the way people are operating in today. People compare crisis and say this is the worst situation and crisis we've ever had. They are causing fear in people. I'm not saying that there are no problems. The world system is always going to have highs and lows. This crisis is not a collapse that people are prophesying that is going to be. This is the news believers should be listening to, that with God all things are possible. God is on our side. God is for us. We have promises from the Lord that he will provide our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We are not limited by this world's economy. Let those who only trust in money panic. Put your trust in God. I am not saying you shouldn't make adjustments. We should follow the government's directives regarding the current pandemic. But we shouldn't live in fear. We should trust God. Don't dance to the drumbeat of the world. There have been pandemics before and there are going to be pandemics after this one. In all these, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. We are overcomers. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen to that. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then you will continue to live in fear with no hope. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.